Tanya.
Hi, Mike.
We're making it happen. We're so far so good. How are you feeling today?
I know. I'm feeling pretty good. I know. I'm like nervous. I'm like, is it really working? I think it is.
No, the same way.
It's working.
My microphone was being a little crunchy earlier, so hopefully there's no like going on in the background. If there is, I apologize, dear listeners.
Dear listeners, we apologize for any inconvenience.
It's been a while. So much has happened.
I know. I was like, where am I? Who am I?
We were going to try to record yesterday, and then you're so busy with work.
Yes,
so
we got a bunch of projects.
Postponed a day. I decorated my apartment instead. I sent you some pictures.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's cute. I've been meaning actually for years now. For the record, anyone that's ever sent me a card ever, I probably still own that card. I never throw them away. I just sort of like pile them together. And so what I did is, maybe I'll take a picture and post it somewhere. I had done this before with some, but I take my holiday cards and I string them together. And then I sort of made like sashes out of them, like hang from my wall as decoration.
I love that. I usually keep, because we get a bunch of the ones with the pictures on them.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I keep them, honestly, I keep them until like the spring. I'm like, okay, goodbye, fair maidens. I shall see you soon. No, and this year I have not done it. We have not taken any pictures. So if I'm going to do it, I need to get on it.
Right. Holidays. It's so bizarre that I was just thinking, because I always decorate for Halloween and I always decorate for the holiday season in general. And then when I don't ever have anyone over to see it, I always feel like, well, why did I just did that for me? Which is fine. It's fine just to do it for me. But I was thinking like, oh, I should like reach out to some New York friends and be like, hey, what's a good day to have? But then I was like, it's December. Like,
I know.
Literally not that many more shopping days till Christmas. It's bizarre. And someone was saying that part of that is because the way the Thursdays in November happened, like Thanksgiving was later in the month than it usually is. So there literally is less time between Thanksgiving and Christmas than there usually is from year to year.
Well, that makes me feel better because I was feeling very crazy about it all. I'm like, why is everything just like feels like it's just freaking going so freaking fast, man.
So that's part of what it is we actually have less time between the two holidays than we usually do. Speaking of Thanksgiving, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was lovely. We went to a neighbor's and it was nice. The kids got along really well with their kids, because you know how sometimes it's hard to find adults you like, and then the kids. Actually, we're fairly lucky. I feel a little bit bad for my youngest because we know more parents who are the older ones' age, and we've kind of like, it takes time to feel comfortable around people in general. You know, older people, when you're an adult, when you're an adult, making friends is harder because it takes time to trust somebody and like see if you like the same things or do they get my humor. Anyways, we love these people. It was great. But I do feel, I always worry. So they have a younger daughter who's, I think, one grade above Cal. And the kids played so well. They all had a nice time. We sang some karaoke because, you know, I love it. And the food was delicious. And we drank. And honestly, you eat so much, you don't feel... It's not like our youth when we never knew how to cook a turkey. And so we'd be so shit-faced by the time we were eating because we were like, had people over way too early and everybody's just like... So we didn't do that. We were very much adult about it all. And it was lovely. And then the next day, we went to this adorable little town called Solvang. It's up near like Santa Barbara. It's where they shot Sideways. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Alexander Payne movie. Such a good movie. I recently rewatched it. Highly recommend. And that's kind of takes place in Buellton. And we did go to a winery called like the Vega Winery. It was amazing. The food was so good. And they had a petting zoo there. And there was like baby pigs and baby goats. And they were just so cute. And I just wanted... They're like, piglets, $100. And I was like, shall I? No, that's a bad idea, Vanya. As you know, you can barely take care of yourself. So I don't need another. But it was really cute. The kids had a blast. And they could just run around. And all of the grape, you know, plants, vines, I think is the word I was looking for.
Vines.
They're all like dormant. So they're kind of like, they look like they're dead, but they're like, no, that's how they're supposed to be. It was really fun. And then we came home and I felt like I needed to sleep for 20 years.
Sure.
But the Thanksgiving was really nice. And we called you the day of because it was really nice here. We went on a nice long walk and Yeah, I'm like, Mike, Amelia, my daughter was like, what's Mike doing? I was like, let's call him right now. Anyways, it was nice to see your face. But you had people over.
I did. I hosted again. I've hosted a few years in a row. And it sometimes I feel like 3 years ago, it was 7 people. And 2 years ago, it was 9 people. And then last year, it was just Annabelle and I. And this year ended up being 7 again.
Oh,
and
that's
7
good.
Is kind of, yeah, like really, I think that maybe like, I feel like my table is meant for 6,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We can make it for 7. So we did just fine. I had our friend Eric was staying with me for the whole week, which was super fun. I always love having him here. Like he, you know, he moved to New York in the early 90s. So he has like that perspective. Like he used to live on like 14th Street or not, that's not really the right street, but like he lived like in the, and I, actually it wasn't even this trip, it was the last one, kind of walking around, that he was showing me like he used to live in the East Village, like wow. You know, I'm so jealous of that 90s New York experience. I mean, I feel very lucky that I have my 2000s New York experience. I do think that's a very
me too
specific time to have been here. But you know, we did a ton of fun stuff. And then Thanksgiving, you know, I tend to be in charge of the turkey. And every year I'm super nervous. But listen, I'm going to say it. I make a good turkey.
Yes, you do.
And like this year's turkey, I was like, whoa, man, that's good.
I'm
like,
proud of you.
It was real good.
I like
I was surprised how good it was.
When I text or when you and I were FaceTiming and I'm like, oh, he's stressed. I'm glad.
So,
I knew it would be.
It's good. So stressful. Every year I'm so stressed about it to the point, like, as you were saying, like I will not have a drink. Like I do sort of late Thanksgiving. Like I do like a Thanksgiving dinner. Like goal was 5 o'clock. Yeah.
We did too.
I think we ended up not actually eating until like 5:30, 5:45, because, you know, everything takes a little bit longer to get together. But like I poured my first cocktail at like 5:30 and
amazing.
Was like, I was going to make sure that this worked out okay. And really, truly, I feel like as I was saying goodbye to everyone, I was like nursing my second drink of the night. I was
That's
like,
crazy.
Oh, just like, yeah, you know, I know.
I mean, like, you
nuts,
have to
right?
stay. We're hanging out.
Yeah, it was fun though. It was a really good dinner, and you know, a nice mix of people.
Yeah,
our friend Jesse had someone who was like subletting one of his rooms that we didn't like. No one even knew him. Like he was like,
oh,
lives in France but is Italian, and like just sort of last minute was like, should I invite this Italian guy to Thanksgiving dinner? I was like, sure,
yeah, like
why not?
Let's.
And it was fun. Like it was kind of like cool having someone there that you know no one really knew, and it was a fun mix. I had a lot of fun with Eric while he was here.
Yeah.
We saw some movies, some of which I'll get into later, and a little bit of theater. Like I've had a good theater run. I know, you know,
good.
We haven't talked since I talked about maybe wanting to see. I did get to see Cher Bene Scott in Little Shop of Horrors,
ooh,
which was super fun, and it was so fun watching and just like. I wouldn't have thought to cast her in that role. And then you see, and you're like, oh my gosh, she was born to play this role. Like it's such a good role for her to play. And I did get to see Stereophonic again. And I will say
good.
To anyone, like, just, it's just never going to happen like this again.
Yeah.
Like once, if it comes to LA, we're getting you a ticket. Like,
I'll
I don't know what the plans are for it. It's just such a specific, you know, I think we've gotten into it before that it is about the recording of an album, and like he's in a little bit of legal trouble over it being a little too close to being Fleetwood Mac and the Rumors
funny.
Album. Though I just think like if you write the play, I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but it's like they're recording an album, like and literally when you hear the playback, you're hearing what they just sang into the microphones. Like there's someone
wow.
backstage who is like mixing it and mastering it and getting, because if they mess up on something that you want, that's what you're gonna hear. Like you're gonna hear
shit.
Literally what they just recorded. It's just so specific and singular. And you know, I saw the original cast, and some of the cast was replaced in this, and I was a little leery going in because the first cast was so good. And you know, it's great. It's still great. Like this new cast was so incredible, and yeah, I just can't stress enough how much I just love this play. And so that was really fun. And then it's been a bit of a week. I will say, you know, it's always that thing when, because I'm that person who wants to be the last one awake, and it's funny. I was listening to our friend Patrick, who does a bevy of podcasts, and
yes.
he was talking about how much he likes to go to bed when there's still activity happening, which is just the opposite of me. Like I even think back to when I was in Chile for our friends Vayo and Paloma getting married,
yeah.
that I was staying in a house primarily with people that I didn't know. It was like me and seven other individuals. And even then, like, I wanted to be the last one awake. There's something about like being awake in a quiet house that's just like fun for me. So I would stay up after Eric would go to bed, and then I'm sure he was definitely waking up. But yeah, just staring, just looking at him, sipping my drink, just staring. And I know that he would be up before me in general, but I would still, like, you know, when you're entertaining, like, you get up and you're like, oh, let's go and get started. So I will say, like, the two nights after, I slept for like 10 hours.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, yeah, my body was just like, and now you rest, Mike. Now you need to sleep. So,
oh my god.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was a fun week. Fun having, you know, a friend around. And
yeah,
he's doing a musical in this, like, it's, I don't even know if it's like a theater. It's like a space in Pittsburgh where he lives. They're doing Speed the musical.
I saw him post that. What is it?
I think I'm gonna try to. Yeah, and you know what the funny thing is? I've never seen Speed. Like, I actually, Mike, like, I know the premise of the film, but I've never seen it. And he's playing like the main bad guy, and I don't even 100% know what that means.
Does he get to say pop quiz, asshole? Because that's one of the lines, I think. I don't know. I don't remember.
I'll have to ask, but I think I'm going to try to go see him in it, because I think that'd be a fun excuse like go on a little vacay. And so I don't know if I should watch the movie first to be familiar with it, or if I should just like see the musical sight unseen. I don't know.
You know, that's a great question. It depends on what kind of experience you want to have. Maybe you see it first and then watch the movie. And then you're I see what they were going for.
That's what they were going for. Anyways, it's going to be, I think it's in March. So anyone in the Pittsburgh area, check out Speed the Musical. Fun. It should be fun.
I want to go.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, there you go. So I have a few things that I'm digging right now. I don't know if you want to take the lead on this or not. Or
well, you know what I could do? Because it's a little bit more of my week, and because it's my digging too. So yeah, sure. I'll keep going.
Give it.
So my daughter had her first volleyball tournament, right? We haven't talked since then.
We haven't.
Okay.
No.
It was intense, Mike. It was like 2 days of like jam-packed volleyball tournament or set or what is it? Matches. And there's three sets in a match. But if the first two are won by one team, so sometimes there's two. She played like seven matches. And it was you know what? They learned so much. The kids they're like 10 to 12. And they're still learning, but it's getting so much more exciting because they actually can like rally and bump sets back and have some good volleys. And it was crazy. Like, I almost passed out the last day because it was intense. And parents are intense.
Sure.
I'm like, oh, goodness. And I'm intense. I like make noises. I'm sure I'm so annoying to sit by because I'm like, oh, you almost got one there. You know, I'm like, I can't even. It was so much fun, though. I love volleyball, and it's a fun sport to watch. I was exhausted. Talk about like needing to sleep, because it was three days, Friday night, Saturday night. Yeah, so two nights, but we were up. And I'm always up at 6 a.m. with the kids. So I just feel like I didn't really get too many sleep-in days here, sure. You know, during this, like, Thanksgiving break. So anyway, but I love watching Amelia and the girls get better and adjust. It takes so much in-the-moment effort to be, like, to not get upset when you're doing bad or to really take that in. That's why I really do think sports is so... If you can find a sport that you enjoy playing, it's just an awesome thing because it really helps you, pivot quickly when something's not going well. And so it was just joyful. She was so exhausted. And my son was he was like a little cheerleader when he paid attention. Otherwise, he was like on me all the time. And I'm like, I just feel bad. I don't want to be like, stop touching me. But I'm like, I'm a huggy person. I'm a touchy. I just don't like to be like someone's chair, you know. I don't anyway. But that was I was really digging that. And oh my god, I know we reference it a lot. Somebody somewhere it's just so good. And it's like, I don't know if everybody feels this way, but I think the people who like it feel this way. But like the friendships we have and like some of like the inside jokes, you know, like I don't know. It's just it just like, because you and I can like reference dumb shit and people will be sitting there and being like, what are they even talking about? You know, like things that we've like, I can't even have a good example right now of something that you and I do, but like a saying from something old, like, you know, that's what long friendships give you. And I just, it's gonna, I know there's one more episode. And I'm just going to be really, really sad when it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the first thing on my list that I had, because I have a couple things that I wanted to talk about. And one was, you know, I went to watch, I thought, because they've only listed 6 episodes on IMDb this whole time. Uh-huh. And so I literally like went to press play and I was like, well, I'm going to verify. So I actually went to IMDb first to be like, I want to verify this is the 6th and final. And it popped up that there's 7. So I'm like, oh, what if this just goes on forever?
Oh, that would be great.
Just every week, I think, is the last one, and it's not. Yeah, so it's going to be a 7th one next week. I just truly, I don't think, and please tell me if you can think of something, I don't think there's ever been a more honest television series.
Nothing that I've enjoyed. Like, I'm pretty sure The Wire was pretty realistic, but
I'm not into that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's just, that, like, this so... real,
yeah,
and genuine and funny and heartfelt. I just can't say enough about it. I just think that it's such, like, I actually can't get emotional talking about it. It's such a beautiful depiction of friendship. And you're right, and it's so funny because even I don't know if I caught it on here, but like as we started and I said something about like I'm ready and you were like, yo dos, and I was like, well, that's it, that's, you know what I mean, like that's one of those things that no one gets, like that doesn't make any sense.
I said it, but like, to no one, and they're like, or you know, to people I don't know, and they're like looking at me like I'm absolutely out of my fucking mind. And I'm like, well, you don't understand.
You just don't get it.
It's an inside joke with me and my friend who lives in New York.
Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. That was definitely one that I wanted to talk about. I also, I mean, I feel like we've mentioned this a few times, but I'm just continuing to enjoy the television show Shrinking. I think is so good.
Okay, we haven't started the second season yet because we're kind of like...
It's really solid.
Yes, okay, good.
It definitely deals with some darker subjects, and I'm like, my breath is a little bit held over one of them where I'm just like, I don't want it to go a certain way and I don't know if it's going to or not.
Oh, okay.
But I just think it's such a good show. I'm also loving that... love that the show is called The Sex Life of College Girls. There's nothing wrong, like, I'm glad that it's sex positive and all. I just feel creepy saying that I enjoy The Sex Lives of College Girls. but it's back, and like I think it's such a fun, like, sex positive show, and I'm sad that Renee Rapp is not doing this whole season. They remove her from the series in a pretty eloquent way, you know.
What's the deal with her? I don't know.
Well, listen, here's the thing. So it's because of her music career, I think, but it's not really. I think there's some drama behind the scenes because I have a little bit of inside information. But I, you know, who knows? I think it's just her music career.
Yeah, sure. Okay, gotcha.
And that the thing that I can't, you know, I Wicked, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love that movie so much. Yeah. And, you know, I have a handful of things that are still on my list to see. I already have my ticket to see the movie. Oh gosh, what's it called?
Well, Mike, you have a list, and if anybody has been listening to our podcast, Mike has a list, and we both put our initials by the things we've seen. I've pretty much seen 0, and you've seen you're doing so good, Mike.
I have 100% having my best year yet.
I'm
like, I've
fucking impressed. I've like knocked, honestly, yeah. We might need to just do a series on each movie. And I just have, it'll make me watch it and we'll have to talk it out.
Listen, there are plenty on the list. I've seen so much. I haven't loved almost anything. And I'm not trying to be a dick. Like, I've loved, and it's not even on the list, but we've talked about My Old Ass. Like, to me,
I sobbed.
Oh my gosh. 100%. Like, I was so emotional watching it. I'm like, am I a teenage girl? Like,
oh my God.
And I kind of am, I suppose.
I know.
Like, it's so good. And then Wicked. Like, that's the other one that I just think it's so... Yeah, yeah. You were kind of working as you were watching it and you had to step out. So it is definitely one worth sitting through. I think it's beautifully done. And it makes me think about the part 2 and I get a little sad where I'm like, oh, things don't go great.
You know, I know. Like,
but I'm excited. I'm excited to see what they do with it. I think it's so well done. For the record, the one that I already have my ticket to next Sunday is a movie called Night Bitch that I'm very excited to see, starring Amy Adams. Yeah, me too. And it's definitely one that people are like, you're either going to be really into it. It's apparently about a new mom who's not sure about how happy she is to be a new mom, and then slowly becomes a dog.
I mean, listen, it's hard. It's very hard. The honest truth, the thing about like having social media now, people are actually talking about how awful it is to be a parent. I mean, it's good. It's great too. But you know, if you're not stable mentally, I can totally see drowning some kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, oh, I, yeah, 100%. I remember when, I mean, not to
no, when we were
get into that, but like, I think about that moment when that horrible, horrible thing occurred with the mother. And
was it in our town?
Or was I don't think it was in our town.
Devastating.
I don't remember where it was, though. It's a horrifying story. And I remember at the time, Anna Quinlan was writing every other week column, I think, for Newsweek. And I remember thinking, like, I need to, because I knew she was going to write about it. And I knew that she was going to clarify my own feelings. And it 100%, like, the next column that came out was her writing about that. And it was it really was like all the things that I thought when it's an incredible article. What if I can find that somewhere and post it?
The story is that the woman, like, her car, right? She drowned.
Yes. And I can't remember. I don't remember the details, but it's a horrifying story that is not, sadly, not a one of a kind story. Like, it is that situation in which, you know, I think that we've slowly learned, like, mothers need help. Like, mothers can't do it all. Like it really does. Not only does it take a village, it behooves a village.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not as common as, like, family annihilators, like men killing their whole family, but it is.
Sure.
It happens since, I feel like, since humans began. It's really, you're right. We need help and we need to,
Yeah. Didn't mean to go quite that dark.
Sorry.
But it is. Yeah, that's all right. I guess it's an interesting pivot then to, like, what we could actually do without this week.
Oh, yeah. I am in a place of unsure, and I'm trying to just be okay with that. You know, like, not knowing my next step. I'm trying to be, that's the thing we learned. We talked about it last week. Well, we talked about when things don't go our way. Like, it's basically the holding on, right? We're holding on. What does the Buddha say? Like, suffering is like holding on to your expectation or whatever. That I don't know. I'm really, really trying to just give in to what's happening in my life right now and trust that the next thing's going to be what I'm supposed to be doing and just taking care of myself, my family. Because, you know, I'm also annoyed with myself because I never took any time off. I've been working basically straight since February. I've taken a day off or a sick kid or something, but I have not taken any, like, time off. So I am irritated with myself because my contract ends at the end of December. But my husband, you know, Adam's like, well, are you going to be able to relax for Christmas? I'm like, I actually don't know. I may be just real annoying to be around because I'm going to be, like, covering for everybody or something. I don't know. I'm pissed at myself in that way. So I could do without myself. No, I'm kidding. I could do without the feeling of I need to have everything buttoned up and or ducks in a row. And I think that's when we do that, we oftentimes it's survival, right? Like, you've got your shit together. That's what, you know, but I'm just really trying to just not know where my shit is and be okay with that, if that makes any sense, you know?
Yeah, it's tough. You sent me that post and I did really like it, and I struggle with it at the same time, where it was sort of that, like, things are going to work out because that's the only option kind of thing. And, you know, I talked about this movie when it came out, and this isn't really spoilery, but it's that movie Past Lives that if you ever get a chance to see, I definitely recommend it. It was one of my favorite, probably like in my top two movies from last year.
Really?
Oh my gosh. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful that it's one that's kind of hard to talk about. Cause I want one to experience it with as little knowledge as possible. But I will say there's a line in it that I will say now, cause it has stuck with me ever since. One of the characters says, this is where I ended up. This is where I'm supposed to be. And it takes my breath away a little bit because I don't know if I believe that. It's a hard concept for me to... It's a concept that I've struggled with for years. That, like, do we end up where we're supposed to be? Like, is that inevitable? I don't know. But it's something that I think about often. Yeah, Past Lives, y'all. If you haven't seen it, once again, definitely top two from last year. Like, I thought it was a beautiful
film. What was the other one from last year?
Oppenheimer.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Very opposite side of the spectrum, and then Barbie's thrown in there. I feel like that's an example that, like, I have a nice varied taste in film.
Yeah,
that, like,
do.
My top three can be Oppenheimer, Barbie, and Past Lives.
That's great.
All great films. So mine kind of is, well, first of all, my I want to touch about this because we haven't talked about it in forever. You know what I think about in our conversation from so long? I think about it all the time.
What?
And it's something that you said, and we were talking about... We were talking about the TV series Cobra Kai.
Oh, yes.
And I now think I'm going to misquote you to you, but you said something like, oh, I remembered why I don't like it. It's because I hate it now.
Yeah.
Because it definitely took a turn for the melodrama at some point while like trying to sort of maintain its comedy, which I... Listen, the show hasn't really worked for me since I want to say season 3.
Yeah, I agree.
And I will also say that, like, I went in... So they're releasing... The final season is happening right now, and they released it in 3 5-episode blocks. So the first 10 are out now, and I have watched all 10. And it's funny that I started it, and, like, Netflix in general doesn't do a previously on. And right. Someone was like, oh, I'm watching The Gilmore Girls, and it has a previously on. But Gilmore Girls wasn't Netflix. Like, that's a thing that was brought from others. Like, what Netflix produces never has a previously on, except for, I will say... The Diplomat, another show that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Ooh, I
has a previously on. Oh, it's real good. And it's short. It's like 8 episodes, 6 episodes, and then the final season, I'm calling it the final, then maybe it'll go on, is going to be another 6. Like, it's an easy to digest series. But I went into watching Cobra Kai thinking, like, yes, last season ended with blah. And, like, literally 5 minutes in, I'm like, oh, 2 seasons ago ended on the thing that I was thinking of. There was an entire other season that, as it was reminding me what happened, I was like, yes, that happened. I have almost no memory of watching
it. Because you hate watching
it. I watch it. Because I a little bit did. And I hate saying that because I don't love that term.
No,
but like, even watching it now, I'm like, oh, this is a rough show. And like every episode, they're like, I don't want to fight you. But of course they do because it's a karate show. So they have to fight. And like, it's just that thing. Like the season ends with like the... I was just like, okay, sure. We're just going with it at this point. Like, it's so insane how the season ends.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to watch it. And this isn't even that's not even what I could do without. It's just like I guess I could do without like... not remembering what happens on an entire season of a television series. But what I actually want to talk about, and it's gonna be a thing that I have to deal with today, because I have to do my laundry, and this will be my 3rd month in a row of having to walk to a further laundromat.
Why?
Because my local laundromat isn't... none of the dryers work. The one that's like a few doors down, like they will only do drop off right now, because like
bullshit.
Only a select... But I'm also like, how is your business running okay? Like, how has it been this long? And part of me feels bad for them because it has to be bad for business. But also, how is it not fixed yet?
Yeah, that's BS.
So that's my big could
do. Do you just hold... you carry it in like a bag, or do you have like a rolly?
I carry it in a bag, and like, there's another laundromat. Oh, thumbs up. Oh. And there's another one not that far away. But anyways, that's all. I just want them to get it fixed. It's
I want so them annoying. To get it fixed for you, too.
And then we don't really have a topic, but I guess I just want to say this. I am perfectly fine with Joe Biden pardoning his son.
Oh,
interesting. I kind of think we have to get past it. Like, Trump has pardoned dozens of felons.
Yeah.
And I understand that the idea is that we're supposed to be, like, better or more honest, but I'm kind of also... I love Michelle Obama. I love the idea of going high when they go low. It's not working.
No, it's
not. So I'm not saying we should go low. I'm not saying we should play dirty. I'm not saying we should do bad things. But at some point, we as Democrats and liberals have to face the fact that we're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, something is not getting across. So I don't know what that is. My new slogan that I'm very slowly adopting, and I find myself not adopting it frequently, is be bold.
Yeah.
Be bold. And that's what I want to say to the Democratic leadership and people in the Democrat... be bold. Like, do shit. Be bold.
Yeah. They need to get a better marketing team. I don't know. Or
something,
advertising,
something.
Like, creative director for the next...
Our point is not getting across. If suddenly, like, the party of the working class is the party that wants to not tax billionaires, like, something is not parsing. Something is not getting across here. So there you go. That's my topic for one. I wanted to talk about.
I don't understand it either. I feel like there's a lot of people who are struggling, and so maybe the message needs to be more moderate. I don't really know.
I just think it needs to be more direct. I guess that's me being a little vague, but like, what are we trying to do? What are we trying to accomplish, and how are we doing it? And we have to say it, and we have to do it, and we have to follow through.
Yeah. And we want it to like affect everybody, you know, like something that... And then you're right, the clear message needs to be bold in that it will be affecting every single person. I know. I'm still staying away from it a bit, but
it's rough. I dip my toe in and then I start getting really upset and then I'm like, ah, and then I back away and then I'm like, no, you have to be informed. So it's definitely a constant struggle with me.
Agreed. Same.
And but then I have a couple of I love you too. I have a couple of random things. Do you have anything random for us?
Or? No, I don't. I'll think of something. I'm just kidding. You go.
Well, here's my first of all, I want it to be known that it's not that I have conquered my crossword puzzle issue. It's just that I've discovered that it's not interesting to talk about all the time. I'm mostly on like a 2 crossword a day habit now, which amazing. I feel is fairly healthy.
So fun. But
from doing like a Thursday puzzle from like 2012, did you know that 3 of the first 5 presidents of the United States died on the 4th of July?
No.
Isn't that weird? Like, I think it's Jefferson, Adams, and Monroe all died on the 4th of July. Isn't that random?
That is very weird.
And I guess I knew that Adams and Jefferson died on the same day. I think they both died on the same 4th of July because there's the whole like Jefferson Lives lore. But anyways, I just was like, that's a crazy fact. So I had to write it down.
That is a crazy fact.
I know. Isn't that nuts? And then the other thing that I want to bring up, because it just happened, you know, I'm on a text thread with certain friends and I had seen somewhere that like people were posting their like Spotify
Years
rap or whatever. And our friend Jesse had like posted his to the group of his like top 5 artists of the year. And I couldn't really see in the first screenshot, but I was like, oh, I wonder, I've actually bought a lot of music this year. Like, I wonder how many of these artists I'm going to know.
Yeah.
And I was 1 of the 5
on
his list. I was in good company. It was like,
that's amazing.
Ariana, Chapel Roan, who else was it? Who's the Espresso Girl? Sabrina Cartwright.
Uh-huh, Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter. Thank you. I'm old. And then I was right in the middle. So
oh,
that was
I love
all.
It.
I was just, it felt, I was very like touched by that.
I love that. You know, I hate the Spotify rap because my kids. Because it's going to make, I don't want people to think that I listen to what they listen to. Because I don't. I mean,
now
I do.
Now I really want to know what yours is going to be.
Well, I'll share it with you.
Yeah. That's really funny. Well, that's okay. I'm so glad that we managed to make this
me
work.
Me too.
Are we going to try to do one more before the year is over?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so we'll try to be back next week. Next week might be our season finale. But yeah, we'll figure it out then. And yeah, then the holidays will be here and then we'll take a little time. But I'm glad we got to do this anyway.
Me too. I love you, Mitch.
All right, I love you so much. All right, thank you all for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.
Talk to you later, skaters.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at MikeAndVanyaCan'tNot with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeAndVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We'll be back next week. Check. Yeah, I'm recording. Yo, dos. Yes, I can see you. Sorry, I was looking one thing up that is not important, but okay, I got it. All right, I'm recording. Let's clap off.